when it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Hello? Hello?
Podcast Network Asia.
Hello and welcome to the 80% Express. The 80% Express are special short episodes where I share a financial concept or answer a question sent by a listener. Today, we'll explore the concept of instant gratification and learn about a cognitive bias called hyperbolic discounting. We'll discuss its impact on financial decision-making and give strategies to overcome it. Are you ready to listen and learn? Let's go! Imagine you're given a choice between receiving 1,000 pesos today and 1,500 pesos after 2 months. What would you choose? Most people would opt for the immediate 1,000 pesos. This common preference for immediate rewards over larger delayed ones is a phenomenon known as hyperbolic discounting, and it has significant implications for personal finance. But what is hyperbolic discounting? Hyperbolic discounting is a psychological concept that reflects our tendency to prioritize immediate rewards over larger but delayed ones. It occurs because individuals value instant gratification heavily and have difficulty envisioning the future in a way that makes future rewards seem equally valuable. This bias can lead to impulsive financial choices that have a detrimental impact on long-term financial goals. What is the cost of hyperbolic discounting? Hyperbolic discounting can wreak havoc on personal finances in various ways. Number one, in savings and investments. People who suffer from hyperbolic discounting are less likely to save or invest for the future. They may prioritize spending money now on consumer goods, entertainment, or other immediate pleasures instead of saving for retirement, emergencies, or long-term financial goals. Number two, on debt accumulation. Hyperbolic discounting can lead to impulsive spending decisions, including taking on credit card debt. People may use credit cards excessively or take out loans for things they want now, only to find themselves trapped in a cycle of debt with high interest rates. Number three, poor retirement planning. Saving for retirement often requires sacrificing immediate consumption for a more comfortable future. People who struggle with hyperbolic discounting may delay or underinvest in retirement accounts, leaving them unprepared for their later years. And number four, weight on decision making. Hyperbolic discounting can influence various aspects of financial decision making, from choosing between job offers with different long-term benefits to making investment decisions. How to overcome hyperbolic discounting? Recognizing and addressing hyperbolic discounting can help individuals make more sound financial decisions. Here are 6 things you can do. Number 1. Create a financial plan. Develop a comprehensive financial plan that outlines your short-term and long-term goals. This can serve as a visual reminder of the importance of saving and investing for the future. Number 2. Automate savings. Set up automatic transfers to your savings or investment accounts. This pay-yourself-first strategy ensures that you allocate a portion of your income to savings before you have the chance to spend it impulsively. Number 3. Delayed gratification techniques. Practice techniques that encourage delayed gratification, such as the 10-10-10 rule. When faced with a financial decision, Consider how it will impact you in 10 minutes, 10 months, and 10 years. Number 4. Emergency fund. Build an emergency fund to cover unexpected expenses, reducing the need to rely on credit cards or loans when unforeseen financial challenges arise. Number 5. Financial education. Invest in your financial education, improve your financial literacy so that you can better understand the long-term benefits of saving and investing. The more you know, the easier it becomes to prioritize your financial future over your immediate desires. And number 6, seek professional help. Consider consulting a financial planner or financial advisor who can help you develop a strategy to overcome hyperbolic discounting and make informed financial choices. In conclusion, hyperbolic discounting is a common cognitive bias affecting many financial decisions. While it may be challenging to overcome, the long-term benefits of doing so are well worth the effort. By recognizing and being aware of this tendency, developing strategies to mitigate its effect, and prioritizing financial planning, you can make better choices for your future, ensuring your financial well-being and peace of mind. Remember, while instant gratification is tempting, the rewards and self-fulfillment you experience by doing delayed gratification are often greater and far more significant. And that's the end of our episode. Thank you for listening. Please remember to subscribe to our podcast, leave us a review, and share it with your friends. That's it. Hope to have you again here next time. Goodbye, take care, and stay safe.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.